Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
This is not an erotic piece. Rather, it is one about falling into a no landing zone, about how they keep on falling. See, this is a poem serving as truth serum, reminiscing of an event, the encounter and experience as a result of the efforts of his endeavor that took place all within a single embrace. That shook dried ink from each page as words became wet by their stage presence. As they looked upon each other as more than entertainment, he saw energy that needed containment. So he booked her schedule with his time, his mind, his body, and his brilliance. But see, not his spirit. But A, it's okay because she's the most important. She'd be number one if home wasn't in front of box office. He gives her all the benefits of connection, love and affection, sensual touches and caresses. He longs to pull her hair so she lets him. He admires her curves, her thighs, her thighs sing, her body's on fleek. His scores are record highs and down lows via FaceTime. Winning taste tests, hunger games. As she nourishes him, he places wings upon her to soar. He is strength upon cotton sheets and backdrops of four pillows. And each time he tastes her, lifts her, or gifts her to him, she rubs his chest trying to, but she can't deny the connection like cotton to felt. No necklace or embellishment in nude, in nude. They each know the other is cut from a different cloth. No longer under wraps, he's packing heat as her softness is the fabric wrapping his heart. And with each breath, he knows a poet is about to start authoring him into a new piece. Filling his heartbeat, gazing into his eyes as her hair drapes over him. Chemistry lab and class between her thighs. Temps so hot they can no longer rise as she's rubbing his head and kissing his skin. And then she pins a trait of him onto a mental canvas tan with lime green ink as he penetrates her poetry. No desire to just screw with him. She wants to tighten him up like Tennessee sits tightly between eight states, when in reality the only matter lies in the bluegrass, the physical substance, two bodies subdued by sweet morning dew, the performance a culmination of ambition and knowledge. The significance more than energy, grabbing his head, brain power, sweat dripping, a direct result of synergy, proven by titleless positions and authoritative acts that they do to each other as support mechanisms for one another. Super sexy the scene as he sings to her, don't leave me alone.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentience we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. when we can get past the pain and strife, because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so. At least I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Surreal, the poet, with Temptations, Gwen C., Leave Me Alone, and J-Rob, the wise son, with No More Poetry. We are out here spinning these spoken word tracks. So if you'd like to be on next, make sure that you send your MP3s to Just Jay. Hey, partner, how you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm ready to go ahead and get some of this good poetry in, like we already been doing. The lines are starting to get jammed. We ask that y'all press 1 if y'all want to go ahead and get into the madness, get into the fray. And we appreciate y'all for supporting this show, because without y'all, this show wouldn't be what it is. And we actually use you guys to go ahead and tell us the things that were needed. And this is what we came up with the final analysis was. We're going to start spinning you guys like records, with the same intensity. And if we have to play you guys multiple times so that people can go ahead and get all the nuances of your poems, we're here for that, because we don't mind doing it with music. But for some reason, we have an aversion with that, with poetry. We're trying to change that narrative. Ain't that right, Miss Gina G?
Oh, yeah. We ain't DJs. We PJs. Poetry jockeys. Let's go.
Poem jockeys. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring our first person in.
All right.
And the threes and the fours if they need it. We're not going to do a lot of dialogue with you guys. We're going to bring you guys in here, chop it up with you for a hot second, go into the poem. We're going to give y'all some light feedback, and then we're going to go ahead and get back to spinning the poetry. Our first contestant up the bat is no other than the guy who needs no introduction. How about you, 615?
What you mean I don't need an introduction? I work hard for this. It is C-34 Music in stereo.
In stereo. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm about to park into a McDonald's parking lot as soon as this light turns. So talk to me,
sir. All right, cool. All right, take your time, man. We want to have no mishaps on the air. So take your time,
no,
brother.
No, this isn't Burn Jesus. Rubber on Me by the Gap Band. And I peeked into your show a couple of nights ago. Didn't have time to stay on. Y'all did good. You and Mr. Metaphoria, y'all did good. Didn't know y'all was going to have a pop-up show.
I didn't even know that that was possible, man. Van ended up making all that happen, man, and it turned out pretty good. It turned out pretty good, bro. I was glad to do it, man. Dave is one of the guys I really look up to in this poetry industry, man. The dude is a pure writer. He may go ahead and say I'm this and I'm that and all the rest of this, but dude is a hell of a poet, man.
And
Gina, where you at, lady? I'm trying to bring your sister on up here to the front.
Yeah, that's who I was asking for.
My mouth was so full, I was ashamed to come off mute.
No, wait. You was ashamed to come off mute?
Yes. I hate when people talk to me while they're eating on the phone, and I was eating so I couldn't talk. And I wanted to be here and engage you because, Dexter, what you do is amazing.
Well, thank you very much.
Every time you go in that lab, I'm telling you, every time you go in there, I'm always in awe.
Well, thank you. I mean, I give God all the praise for all these years of making music and knowing that I could still go into a McDonald's parking lot and not be tripping, which I am here right now.
Oh, right now.
Well, cool, brother. We're doing a real tight format, so with no further ado, Dexter, sir, the mic is yours.
Thank you very kindly. This piece right here, it's called Because You Want to Be Me. We broke up because you had a quest for equality. As you wanted to try on in the dressing room, the balls I wear on the natural, which revealed your scattered brain. Why would I have sex with someone attempting to be the same? Just because I gave you shots of testosterone between your legs doesn't make you the man because you collected my DNA. I didn't know you was a feminist communist using all that butt and awesome breast to have me comatose in your body bag so you can claim you're in charge of me, getting emotional in your arguments, except I remain thinking logical and opposite of what you thought I was, a simpleton you made to be impotent. I'm amazed at your ignorance to have this competition with me. You could never hit a home run without the bat and balls, especially in your land of make-believe where your camel toe can't be camouflaged. You can act like you're holding a sausage, but to be honest, you're divided in your divination, and I refuse to worship a goddess. I'm not sorry. I will not surrender to your policy of your woman power politics so you can make me feel smaller than you. And don't parrot the words you heard from your favorite fake prophets again. You say don't put your mouth on him. You defend him like you're his cockpit. My type is her, not him. Let me set for the record to teach your wretched self a lesson. I have no desire to be a part of the alphabet agenda. I'm not making impressions like my name's Rich Little. Chick, let me show you in this picture. The clear confusion, my dick's bigger. Oh, is this the reason why I'm getting the finger? Message delivered, you want to be proctologist. That's why I made the decision to be alone without you seeing the range of how you've been triggered. I'm tired of your tripping. Woman trying to take my position? You're dismissed, girl. That's that piece.
Yeah, we can't let them go playing proctologists out here, man.
Woo!
I am with you.
He said what he said.
What inspired this piece, bro? What the fuck is going on here?
Well, you know, I don't mind equal pay and stuff like that. That's fine and dandy. But when you take it to another level, and I've had experiences with this, when you try to take it to another level and try to have you wear the pants and me be like Diddy and Usher and whoever else, Russell Westbrook or anybody else that's wearing a dress, I'm sorry. This ain't going to happen. No.
Oh.
You will get the skid marks.
I'll take it this was a heartbreak poem then.
Yes, it was.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, man. We're going
to
go ahead.
Love don't live there no more.
But she was trying to get her love in, but he wasn't going.
No. Nope.
All right, brother. We're about to go ahead and slide you on the comfy couch, man. And we're about to go ahead and proceed with the show, man. Appreciate you for coming in. We're going to try to slap a speed round in here at 10:45, y'all on the East Coast. But everybody who's in Central, 9:45, we're going to try to slip a speed round in here. So if you can hang around, we appreciate you, Dex.
I may call back in. Like I said, this lady in this poem will get the skid marks, and that's how that goes.
All right, my man. Take care, brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Gina, we're going to go ahead and slide one other person in here, and then we're going to go to Then we'll go to another format of three poems that people have sent in, MP3s, in which everybody who's calling in here, everybody who's sitting in here, we hope that eventually you guys can go ahead and get y'all MP3 in here as well so we can go ahead and play it. But it's about to be the next stage right here that poems are starting to be played like tracks. Y'all heard it here first at Epiphany.
Poem jockeys.
Poem jockeys. 216, how about you?
Oh, man, I'm elated. Y'all laying it out over there. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. I recognize that voice.
Yes,
how about you, Gina?
Yes, Mama Olodeji. We can hear you.
I love what y'all doing. It's so innovative. And the poetry of Rob just floats my boat anyway. He already knows, so it ain't no secret.
And it ain't no secret that we know that you're a person who do the love poems and heartbreak poems too, Mama Olodeji.
Well, I have one like that, that the dude was protesting that bullshit, and I got one something like that, but it's short. So I'm just going to read something since I haven't been over here in a while. And I'll just read something I found, and that I've already got pulled up. How about that?
That sounds good. I'm going to pull out the way while Gina go ahead and do the honors.
Pull out the way.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm introducing some of you to Mama Olodeji, the all-around queen, the gangster granny, and to others you're already familiar with her. With that being said, Mama Olodeji, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm so glad to still be alive to come on the show and do a poem. And I don't even think it has a name. Probably. I could never stop giving life or getting my props. Blessing or curses, I am still spitting verses. If you had to carry my load and write it in prose, I bet none of your stories will ever be told. I have been stolen, even bought and sold. Stolen by a kidnapper so bold, he slapped my main man, squeezed, and pelted him with scold. Thought he'd bring the authorities, but he left me cold. Now I'm left as a prisoner of this demonic man, always alert. I felt abandoned and hurt. I never gave in or folded my hand. His tongue was a weapon, and my clit was his prey, never allowing me to sleep, be it night or day. I prayed to be saved, but he tortured me constantly, kept me depraved. I prayed to God, Buddha, Allah, and Osiris. This man was more demonic than a plague or a virus. Ancestors protect us is all I lamented. I am here today, but I can never forget it. It ended not well, but I escaped with my life. Yet I live to tell, so I write my story in verses and rhymes to temper the memories with the healing of time. Another day in the life of Mama Olodeji. Rose.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mama Olodeji, we really enjoyed that right there.
Absolutely. It was poignant and well spoken, and you've been missed. I mean, I hear you all the time on my phone and on Clubhouse, but here at Epiphany, I'm glad that you decided to come through here tonight with me and just Jay.
So happy to. Thank you. Thank you both.
Much love to you, Mama Olodeji.
Thank you.
One more.
All right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're here doing love and heartbreak poetry. We're playing your tracks as poem DJs, as well as having you here live on our mic this evening and every other Saturday night. You can catch us here. We appreciate you.
She's frozen heat. All that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like Red Sea's beloved is cold-blooded, yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her degree stays on freeze, frozen, hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love for her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive as you have for so long. You are ice strong. Within you, I'm frozen. Whisper loud.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past. Because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
A lovely soliloquy, sang in symphony, shot through the heart of something beautiful, to pull the jewel to the forefront. Soft taps make ripples causing hearts content through the lens of harmony. Simplicity is sought, even in a photo that has caught a blissful time of better than this. But this is a charming whistle to the ear. Happy are children who play with joy and friendship, running with the winds, grinding dirt into their knees and elbows. And exhaustion will say, fun well done. Love can be found in a weary head on a satin pillow when it is certain that eyes will close and doze on clouds of muted colors, drifting in one's own mind, refreshing the body and consciousness. Good morning. Sweet is the smell of a flower whose petals open wide, releasing fragrant notes that make you lean forward in aromatic hopes. You and the bees are there in harmony of an aroma that wafted on the breeze through the air. Happy are these feet that dance on cool early morning sands. Tonight, I will frantically paint the sunset in pastel crayon, capturing all its phases until I'm using just black and shimmer. There I go again, remembering a thought that's tender like a snowflake in winter, as it falls gently onto a snowdrift, as captivating as bubbles blown below freezing temps, iridescent crystals floating, collapsing when we touch them, helping to draw a seesaw's exaggerated silhouette, heads tilted in wonder. And this, writ on unlined pages, with scented ink and thoughtful pauses. Every little bit counts when it is something beautiful.
So for that poetic break, we had Timothy Whispers, Clubhouse Poetry, Small House of Poetry's own baritone brother with Iced Heart, Paul Cram with Healing Time, Tiffany and Wolf Hour's own, Janice and Jess J, Small House of Poetry collab, Something Beautiful. Thank you for joining us. This is Epiphany for Real Entertainment Network. Why be average when you can be raw?
Sweet stuff there, Gina. We're going to go ahead and bring in this next caller here. This number looks familiar. Let's go ahead and see what it does. 540, how about you?
How about ya? How you doing, everybody?
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Mama Donna?
Hey, Mama Donna.
I got this new laptop, and I'm able to call in without a problem on my Google Voice. Yes. Life is good.
All right, we winning now.
All right, now.
We're going to call that winning.
winning at night, finally.
Did you? No, ain't no finally. Get out of here with that. Did you get that for Cyber Monday or something like that?
Oh, the laptop? No, I got it a few weeks ago. But I just thought about
it.
I think I can use Google Voice through the laptop, and I get better Wi-Fi through this doggone laptop than I do my phone. So let me see if it works. It'll work.
All right.
Oh, you're killing the game now.
Yeah.
Well, Mama Della, what's the format that we doing here tonight?
I love it. And I love Gina, PJ, yes. Poet
We are poem jockeys. Yes.
Yes, poem jockeys. Okay, we're in the disc jockey. Y'all in the disc jockey. Y'all poem jockey. Jockey and them poems all through the place.
Riding them on into town. We got a track for you in here too, Mama Don. I'm going to go ahead and cue that up. We got a piece of yours in here. I'm going to have to go ahead and cue up. We're going to need another piece from you, as a matter of fact, Mama Donna.
Well, I have a new piece, sir.
Yeah. I know. I'm talking about on the MP3.
Oh, I know, but I got a new piece right now.
Sweet. Well, we're going to let you go ahead and get into that. I'm going to step out the way and let Sister Gina go ahead and do what she'd be doing out in these streets.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm introducing to some and just refreshing your memory for others. This is Mama Donna from the Small House Poetry, Wallace the Elder Reed's actual mom. She's the mom of our house over at Clubhouse, as well as we look forward to the wisdom from her pen and her poetry. Without further ado, this is Donna Reed Roberts. Mama Donna, the mic is yours.
Well, she gave my whole government name. Thank you. And this is titled Falling. I've been keeping a secret. I'm in love, y'all. Can you believe it? What a journey it has been. This love is overwhelming. It has taken many years to get here. You see, my self-esteem was in the basement, feeling inadequate, struggling to let go of unrealistic expectations, placing silent demands that will never get met, needing them to pour into me what I lacked, looking for the perfect man while feeling imperfect. Let me be 100. I was never looking. Dysfunction found me. It set off my internal confusion. I was an active participant. I was settling. See, I didn't deserve better. I'm no beauty queen, not by any stretch of my imagination, at least. I dressed up to cover my insecurities. Some think I'm attractive. Flaws magnified in my mind exponentially. It didn't matter the compliments received. I would smile, embarrassed, wondering why they felt the need to lie. You see, I couldn't see what they see. I could only see the stretch marks, the big stomach, flabby iron, flaws on flaws on flaws. I'm in love, y'all. I found this beautiful person that resides within, creatively writing, expressing my innermost thoughts, admiring the stretch marks that carried two children. Yes, my body changed over the years. Everyone's body is not the same. My flaws are unique. I refuse to compare myself anymore. There's only one Mama Donna. I embrace her wholeheartedly. I'm in love, y'all. I'm in love with me. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
All right, now.
That's what I'm talking about, Mama Donna. Yeah. Hey, you know, I guess at a certain point, you know, we'd be living for everybody. And, you know, next thing you know, we didn't forget how to go ahead and live for ourselves. Got to go ahead and try to find it and get it back. Oh, yeah. There's still some spice left in life and the rest of that, even though we didn't got done to the point where we just tired of dealing with folks on that level.
Yeah. But the greatest love I can have, I remember I did one of those, you know, one of those things on Facebook, and they said, who's your greatest love? And they told me God. I said, you know what, that's the best love to have at all. You know what, I got God and I got me, so what else do I need? If you want to add something to the equation, he'll pick out the perfect person for me. I ain't got to look for him.
I heard that, Mama Donna. I heard that for real. Well, Mama Donna, we're about to go ahead and get another caller in here. Hang around. We'll be going into a speed round in about 45 minutes to 50 minutes, somewhere around there. If you can hang out that long.
You know I'm an old lady now.
Tell sleep to come back.
I'll be trying to keep my eyes open.
All right, Mama Donna.
Right,
we appreciate you. Much love to you, too.
Love you out, too.
Yes, ma'am. One love, one mic.
All right. We're going to take another telephone caller, Gina. 941, how about you? 941. Area code.
Can you hear me?
Hello? What do we have on the line?
This is Mr. Whisper.
Oh. Hey, Tim, how come you ain't tell us you was calling in, man?
I'm just saying, I'm not supposed to tell you. I'm supposed to just listen.
That's what I that's what I'm talking about. Did you hear that ice heart we played?
Yes, I did. I did hear it. I did hear it. I love that. It's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim has a single that's out. Tim, what you got out right now, bro? Or do you got a whole album?
I got a whole album out, a whole two albums.
Let us know where we can find them at, brother.
You can find Genesis 116 at blizzybeats.com. You can find Thoughts at blizzybeats.com. And that's Beats spelled with a Z at the end, not S. BLIZZYBEATZ. And, you can get the album set.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim is a phenomenal poet. I think a lot of y'all already out there know about this man. We had brought in Jamal St. John to go ahead and kick it with him, and he was an off Tim sitting there. And he already knew Tim. He already knew Tim. He said, I've met you before. Tim, can't take you nowhere without somebody knowing you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Legend in the game here, everybody.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to do my thing, man. I don't want to, like, highlight myself tonight. I don't know if you have it in the queue, but there's another brother that I believe I got his track to you. It's called In Like With Her, in regard to the theme that you guys are doing tonight. But it's called In Like With Her. It's by Truality, a.k.a. The Mentor. Yeah.
I will pull that up to see if it's in there, brother. But I tell you
yes,
what,
sir.
We're going to let you go ahead and go into your piece, and then we'll go from there, man. I'm going to go ahead and slide out the way.
I'm going to do a really quick, short haiku because I got company, right? So this is a really quick, this is one of the quickest haikus I could ever think of. And you're going to laugh. But it's
all right. With that being said, the mic is yours, bro.
Her vagina eats pants. Talk about cotton mouth. Whisper loudly.
With that being said, yeah. Did you come up with that one today, Tim?
Woo!
Got the munchies.
But I'm gonna be listening.
Man, we appreciate you coming through. We got a couple of tracks in here for you, Tim. I'll try to go ahead and pull up Mentors now as well. Is he on the line?
No, he's knocked out, man. He's been on the road working for the last 3 days. So,
sweet. I'm still going to try to go ahead and pull that up for him then.
Yeah, man.
He can always check
yes,
the replay.
Sir. And, Tim, give us about 45 minutes, man, and we'll go ahead and do a speed round. If you up to it, brother, we're here for it.
Well, I'm listening, man. But like I said, I got a little family over here, man. We just vibing and listening to this thing and watching movies. But I'm here. I'm hanging out, though. I still got you in the earbud.
Cool. Much love to you, big bro. Hey, everybody.
Right.
We called Tim, Uncle Tim over at the house. We got a lot of reverence for this man right here. This man has been down through the battlefields in New York to Florida and all parts else where people was flying him out so he can go ahead and do his thizzle. This guy is very humble, too. He allows us to go ahead and be who we are in there without lording over us his status. He is actually a very big help to everybody in there to keep everybody encouraged. Hey, Tim, much love to you, sir.
Much love to you guys, too, man. Much
love.
Thank
you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Gina, we better go ahead and spin some more tracks right quick. Might be some people that we already know about, Gina. Let's go ahead and get her.
Let's
done.
Go, PJ.
PJ's mom is here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my ear. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair, shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curl into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't frizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's the natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Alumni,
We're happy to have them in their MP3. If you'd like to be in the rotation in the mix, by all means, send us your MP3, and you'll hear yourself on the air next.
Hey, that's sweet. We just want to go ahead and stop it right there with them, too, because like Gina said, they are alum. All right, let me go ahead and... Is it 931? 931, how about you?
Well, good, well, good. Shout out to Gina, Gina. Lady Storm. Can
hello, you hear me? Hello, happy Saturday. I can hear you loud and clear.
Who we have on the line?
This is Soldier Pope. The piece on the
When I send up a storm lightning bolt, you answer the call. So thank you for calling.
Sweet, sweet, man. It's good to have you, man. How you been enjoying the show, sir?
I've been absorbing, obtaining everything. It's all good. I love it.
Sweet, man. We're going to have to get one of your MP3s in here, too, bro, to go ahead and put you in this rotation. Right now, we're doing love and heartbreak poems. Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. I'm about to go ahead and slide out the way of my partner in rhyme and crime is going to go ahead and get you situated in there, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to introduce this king to the mic. Soldier the Poet is a friend of mine who often bounces things off me, and I do likewise. That's what friendship's about. Iron sharpens iron, and you'll see why I think he's sharp. With that being said, Soldier, the mic is yours.
This piece is called Flower. I hope you understand where it's going. If not, at the end, I'll give an explanation. Deeply rooted in darkness, spreaded in more than one direction, grounded with strength, strong enough to stand firm. A skin so tough, her core, it don't bend or break. Just like a rose, do she have thorns, only from being torn? Are they revealed but not physically seen? Still beneath the hidden thorns and tough skin, rarely do she tend to blossom and bloom with a distinct beauty that's rarely seen. Flower. That piece is talking about a lady that has been battered and abused through the effects of what's called love. That's that piece.
That's a dope piece, man. That's a really dope piece. I thought you were describing a woman and you was going ahead and using a flower to go ahead and describe her, using the flower as a metaphor to describe her, man. That's pretty clever right there, bro. You're romantic, sir?
I can be at the right time.
I heard that, the proper motivation.
But
Gina, my partner, what do you think about that? Oh, go ahead, brother.
My thing is I have a different kind of respect for a woman other than what society presents.
Well, talk to us about it then.
I grew up seeing things and experiencing things everybody don't. So what I experienced as a child instilled in me a different respect of the lady, typically our queen, the black woman, the ladies in general, I don't look at them as what you call a piece of meat or just a sexual object. I see them as something more deep and more special.
Hey, you can't argue with that. That's definitely one thing that's not going on right now. I don't know if the men actually view the women as women anymore. It used to be, you know, the thing was that, you know, you didn't hit a woman. And if you did hit a woman, you weak. Now, if you go on YouTube, you're seeing guys out here flatlining women. So I have a lot of respect for that poem and the words afterwards, sir. Gina, what do you think about that lady?
I think that I only know a handful of really good dudes, and he's one of them. And I'm so glad that you answered the storm signal and came through, because I'm always sending him flyers, but he'll never call in. It was a pleasant surprise, and thank you so much.
See, let me throw this out there right quick. I work third shift, so a lot of times when you send stuff, I don't get it till I wake up and it's too late, because I'll be getting ready to go to work.
I do understand it. I'm just saying I'm so glad it worked out tonight.
Hey, brother, you think you'd be able to hang around for the speed round? That'll be at about another 35 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Man, okay. I can't wait to hear another track from you too, brother. We about to go ahead and get this popping, sir. We appreciate you for coming in.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
One love, one love.
Yes, sir. All right. 240, how about you?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. I know that voice right there.
Yes, just Jay, the freestyle queen.
Yes. So what's going on with you, brother? Automatic career, the charismatic
one. Man, I'll tell you
one.
Something.
The lyrical
I'm
engine
here,
in the half.
Yes, I'm up here running in this truck. I had like an hour and 50 minutes to get to a rest stop. I pushed that all the way. I had 5 minutes left. I ran. I drove. I got here and cut the time, and I ran because I'm trying to prepare myself as a lease operator. So I'm doing practices as a company driver to prepare myself as a lease driver. So, you know, I'm here to help people, give people advice for truck driving. Women, men, you know, want to be truck drivers. So I'm here to give advice. And I'm telling you, it feels good when you do something that you love to do.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not cut out for nobody's factory either, bro. I will do it if I have to do it, but I don't like being around people like that. When I'm sitting in my truck and driving from spot to spot, I'm by myself. And I feel it one, man. Feel it peace. I don't have to be around people in that nature. So I feel you definitely on that, brother. I hope the best
for
you, too.
Oh, you truck drive. You truck drive, too, bro. Okay.
Yes, sir. I've been doing it for 20-odd years, man.
When I visit, I take my woman somewhere on my visitation.
Right.
And she don't ride with me like that. When she ride with me, like if I, you know, it's my time off, I let her ride with me, you know, so happy, she finally got her hair done. She's been coming at me, you know how women do, you know, I give her a smile and I told her, I said, look, you want your hair done? Here's some money. We'll get your hair done.
Right.
You know?
Hey, yeah, we got to treat them
now.
We got to date them and all that type of stuff, man. Even after we didn't got them, and the rest of you still got to go ahead and date them.
Yeah, I treat my woman as a queen. You know, I feel like you got to treat your woman as a queen, and she treats you as a king. You have to be royalty. You know what I mean? That's what I say, you know. It has to be royalty. Royalty and loyalty.
Right.
You know?
I tell you what, man. Some people say 50%, but 50% ain't enough. If both ain't putting in 100, and 100 don't mean they match your money. I'm talking about they matching the things that need to be done. That's what needs to be done is the 100, man. Forget all that other stuff.
Right.
The other stuff ran the marathon.
I was listening to Teddy Pendergrass. You know that song, Feels So Good, Loving Somebody, When Somebody Loves You Back? Of course, we grown.
He almost
like,
sang the whole song.
You, me, Eugenia, we all grown, so we know about that song. We all grown. You know, when you grown, when you're grown, and then when you're grown, because we all grown now. We grown. You know what I mean? We grown. We know all that Teddy Pendergrass.
Grown.
Yeah, we grown.
We know what those
grown
songs
we know about
mean,
Teddy P.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm pretty sure she was talking about Teddy Pendergrass. You know, she.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to Teddy P yesterday.
Yeah, I love that song. Feels so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. And that's fat. Dang.
Let's get it, man. I tell you what. We're about to let you go ahead and get into this poem, sir, because the phone lines are actually, I've never seen the lines this actually this full. I'm going to tell y'all like this, even the people who don't have their hands up, much love to y'all. Much love to y'all for supporting us in this way. We didn't expect for it to be like this, but you guys are here and you guys are showing up. Apparently we're doing something right. And if not, then y'all go ahead and let us know in the inboxes, the DMs, and we're going to tweak the show a little bit if it's within the nature of what's going on here. But we appreciate y'all to death. With that being said, automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine, sir, mic is yours.
All right, I brought my mind, so that means I'm going to do a freestyle. I do write at times, but I'm going to do a freestyle, especially when you got the queen freestylers in the, you know, in the building. Next, the name of this freestyle poem is called My Love is Revolutionary. I am a man who is strong and going with the power that I need to face my reality, to go ahead and conquer the police brutality. I stand with all the beautiful black woman she is, the smile that keep on standing, even though that the difficult times have been trying to block her self-esteem. You see, my love is revolutionary. Me gonna stand here and do whatever necessary, and my heart is breaking down because I stand as a man who will protect the black woman. I can feel the breath and I can feel the walking in Malcolm X right into my heart. And who taught you? I brought you a revolution and the words to make the contribution and everything of the solution. I'm hurting with you. In these days, I hurt with you, Sandra Bland. I've hurt with all the beautiful black women. They have got no justice. I've hurt with them. I've hurt. Because these are darker days, and we need more brighter days ahead. Birds that keeps feeding us. Breonna Taylor, I hurt with you. With you laying in your bed and you being taken out, the black woman, you should never stand alone. The black woman has been disrespected. The black woman, come back home to the black man. We have some more work to do. In this world that we shall prevail and we shall conquer in detail. That my love is revolutionary. Somewhere I've read that we were kings and queens from an African state of mind, that we should not be blind. I have to remind, sometimes the struggle may seem kind of tough, but we must go ahead and hold our staff and say enough. When America has said that we could not vote and left us with no hope, my love is the revolutionary. Black woman, hold my hand. We've been through a storm before and in some things that we can't ignore.
so the world that we shall explore. I have heard with you, my black woman, you are tears. I feel the waterfalls coming down. My black woman, I feel the disappointment that you are going through. We are the black kings supporting our black queens. What happened in the land of Africa? What has separated? What is the word that must make us educated? Well, I stand like Malcolm X. I stand like Dr. King. I stand like Fred Hampton. I stand like the revolution. I am progress, standing with you, my beautiful black sister. You smile, smile is a million words. Your smile is everything to me. When you hurt, I hurt more. But we going to figure this out like never before. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 kids in, them all in, Viper and Drive.
Hey, you better talk that stuff to that woman, man. You better talk that stuff to that woman, bro.
My love is black woman, and I make no apology for it. I feel like when Malcolm X made a speech of the black woman is the most disrespected, I think that he's on point in his own spirit. Malcolm X is one of my favorites. Dr. King is one of my favorites. Somewhere I read the other America. You know, I always study black revolution, like Fred Hampton. I study black education. I keep everything in mind because America would try to make your hero, their heroes, your heroes. But if you know the truth and you have wisdom, that's why he wouldn't want you to read so you can find out information that they tried to forbid you to have.
Bro, we appreciate the revolutionary love out here, man. I tell you what, although we've been kind of quick with the callers, but brother, we appreciate
all
you
right,
for bringing that in here and the energy that you brought
all
in. Right. Hang around for another 20-odd minutes, man, and you can get in the speed round.
Yeah, yes, and I hope my dream is to work with the Freestyle Queen. I'm just putting it out there because I got a lot of respect for Gina Storm.
Man, we all do, man.
Thank
Gina
so
does
much.
A lot of work.
Yes.
Take care, brother.
You
one love, one mic.
Hang around.
Love, one mic.
All right, y'all. We're going to play another 3 tracks. And we're getting pretty close to that time where we're going to go ahead and get this cipher in. So y'all bear with us.
This is what I've given in return for your manipulative bullshitness. Money, wasted time on you, my body, my energy. Attention. Service without asking for your requital while you stayed at home drunk on St. Ives and Old English 800, 40 ounces a day and in dough made you 175 pounds, 40 more than when I met you in that club where you shined amongst those in the strobe black crowd. You tried to make me a father figure to your badass untrained children. You calling party lines, running the bills, and letting my stuff get sold by your crackhead family while I was working the shift, trying to hook you up. Finding out you've been screwing a man behind my back after I attended my grandfather's funeral down south. You made me so mad I went and screwed my soon-to-be ex out of revenge and retaliation. That relationship didn't last long. So how after 12 months you claim you're pregnant with my baby? You think I'm boo-boo the fool? You think I'm insane, girl? Want more to say I am not the father? You go running off the stage and fall on the floor on the couch. You better recognize that's not my style. Thank you for the strategic place lollipop that caused me to become greedy and hypnotized, drinking nectar that tasted like cherries and nourished from your juice, causing plenty of spontaneous combustion. But the rest of you had me hanging from your noose. And as beautiful as you were, you poisoned me. I left you in my past. So why you refuse to see I'm over you? I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I don't hate you because you're still beautiful. I just refuse to let you make me lose my cool. 'Cause years later, I don't have to step in your boo-boo. Honey, you lost me. And you are the fool. I'm pouring out a 40 in memoriam of a shorty.
Ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need. and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally.
Into this vacuum of emptiness, calling out to you, missed you be, calling out to you, here I am, left standing shrouded in darkness, I wait for the echoes to bounce back to me, smothered acoustic strangled, wanting nothing to do with me, time ticks, telling me to keep it moving. So in this U-Haul, I've packed all my things, boxes of my love stacked to the ceiling. Moving on, in a vacated room sits your shit, wrapped in toilet paper, labeled, flush this, conditional love shit. I should have signed this contract dipped in both our blood and made you stick to it. Love, unfulfilled, but I've tasted it, dined on it, drank a cup of it, succulent it, if but a sip, I walk away with a wet palate, Cupid's kiss can sometimes be poisonous, on to the next dish, love, my thirst for it, unquenched for just a minute. If I could just touch it again, for just a moment, to endure the pain once again, still I cherish this, unfinished, unfulfilled, 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 unfulfilled.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging around, listening to those three tracks as they played, simply because that's what we do. We're PJ. We are poem jockeys. Just Jay played for us in that break. C-34 Music, Point Out of 40. Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, with Black Love. And For Real, the poet, with Unfulfilled. You'd like to hear yourself on the mic, on the air, being spent, your tracks, the way that we do so, please, by all means, send an MP3 to Just Jay or myself, and we'll put you in the rotation.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Oh, that was intense right there. That was intense. That was intense. I kind of got swept away with the moment. Hey, like I'm saying, y'all can go ahead and put that Netflix and chill stuff down on Saturday nights when we ain't here doing this. Put your date next to the speaker and let her go ahead and hear what more than likely you're a poet. Let them go ahead and hear what you do. They need to get acclimated into the life of creators. And then this right here, this show right here, is a good way for that to happen. to say the least. You're not responsible for any children that I made due to these love and heartbreak poems here tonight. Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what we got here. Time-wise, should we go ahead and get this, what's the name going, Jenny, the speed round?
Yeah, because the lines are lit up. And based on the callers who are hanging around for said speed round, and depending on the length of each piece, if we don't have a limit, we may run over, or the Blog Talk City may come in rudely and shut us down. So with that being said, it gives us just 40 minutes to get it done.
All right. I'll tell you what. Anybody who wants to get into this speed round, you have to go ahead and press 1 in order to make this happen. Also, a couple of people have left. They had their hands up. Oh, they may be coming back. But anyways, we're about to go into the speed round. I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic to the people who have not got a chance to speak tonight. And in the process of doing that, then we go ahead and have them in there first. We're going to ask y'all to help us greet the other people who will be coming in. I'm going to start out with 573.
All
how about
right.
The 573?
Hey, sorry, man.
Speed
round,
round
to my neighbor. I apologize.
Not a problem at all, man. Help us welcome in the other people. We're doing pretty good, man. We're moving with a little bit of pace, so don't take it as being rude. 506.
No, that's fine. I thought I missed something. So I'm on for the speed round, man. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
506, how about you?
Hi, it's Lady A. Yes, I'll be in the speed round, sure.
Good to have you, Lady
Please.
A. Bella.
Thank you.
Bella. Hola. Yes. I'm in. Hola.
All right, cool. 240,
how about you?
Yeah, count me in.
All right, cool. 931, let's get it.
All right.
My man, good to have you, soldier. 941, how about you? Come back to you. Mama Ola Daisy, how about you? Are you going to be a part of the speed round?
Can you hear me? Oh, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah, your mic hot.
I'm up here pushing.
Don't say the wrong thing. Your mic hot.
I'm pushing buttons for Clubhouse trying to get y'all to. I'm like, what the heck? I don't know what I'm doing.
You couldn't find the page because we weren't on it.
Yeah.
All right, Mama, Ola Daisy.
I'm in.
Cool.
All right.
C-Double 34 is hanging out with us tonight, man. Cut it out.
Yeah, but you're going to have to put me on a later spot because I'll just put on the computer and I got to look up something.
All right. How much time do you need, man? I could put you on first or I could put you on last, next close to last before Gina.
Put me on close to last.
All right, cool. I guess that's it. I'm about to go ahead and mute these mics. Nobody else press 1 to go ahead and come on up. It's a couple of people down there that's a part of my dream team. Y'all know who y'all is. I know y'all just
Thank
spit
you,
fire
listeners.
All the time like a bunch of dragons and the rest of that type of stuff. I'm muting everybody's mic as of now. When you hear your mic unmuted, you go ahead and come on in. It should be pretty good. All right, that's it. We're about to go ahead and get this train started. Like I said, have your piece ready. When you hear a person coming to an end, it could very well be you. But more than likely, it's going to go to order that I just went up to get to y'all. Starting it out with the man himself, Sinister Spittle. Sir, the mic is yours.
Like an explosion of galactic stupendous fury. What a love, they begin. two decades of feral seasons deep in obscurity that didn't blend. Never deny with zest can settle peripheral visions set in the divide. Invigorating ludicrous magic that should never be consumed. Jilted pretense. I was dirty bottle slur when the lights, well, the bar never starves. Soft side delirium is like ingesting handfuls of exactos, well, hunkin. Chase desires, brazen toxicity, essentially indolent. Face of scorn. I dive head first into absurd distances from where I could be. Stupidly smitten. I take the verdict. This time, my experience so full and deep with intent. See, calendars march backwards through time and stamps deformed so colorfully. Not revenge, my cortex resides in such matinees at witching hours. Such a sarfilius queen. The knowledge of control and deception. Brash treason. When devotion overstates your own worth, it's dismal winter, blizzards, mid-June. Showering resolve with marionette precision, the greatest weapon, your mind. Flattened spheres, half-tracked in digressions, you push past, insist, a slip. Where is it my bravado jump track? Leaving a spineless, loving, growing, cynic, Moslet breaks in a forest of canopy, slip vicious rhetoric that fell on stumpy ears. Truly abysmal, how folly parallels of existence, tipped brash, acts of aloofness. Lost in flicker-free ignorance of Cupid's arrows through the ditch's skulls. Blinders aren't life jackets when grasp head want to. Wait, I loved you. Always to eternity. As much so you hide yet. I forgot how to fucking act. You love so fiercely. Fucking astounding. I was that blind. Fucking lies. Sweetest fruits grow and dense, self-indulgent undertones, so flagrant. Ample intricacy of adjusted variables was one you always overconsumed. Unimaginable breakage. Totalitarian candidates, draconian deviance, it's a world you would create. Infectious empires laying siege to the barren plateaus of the derelicts. It's coming on, man. It was afflictions of disastrous decourse and treachery. I mean, fuck! I'm not one for hindsight. Bullshit, that bit of the Mississippi Black Lung. Geotome. Who was ever hands divided? Walking through this torrid love. Sight's kaleidoscope through twisted revisions of actions through drunken lips. Bedazzled, the baboon with solar bananas twinkling softly through the sky. Earnestly, such desires evoke elegant incantations, still away a soul. Timulant abrasions. Fickle fingers, rightly littered in drying pus. Stench be the bloody stool. What disease rampant is obsolete offerings for a black hole of four chambers? Psychophone, dystopia had me shaking on knees, transforming imperfections into potent absurdity. Blame is mutually staked by planet feet. Every generic display. Wait, I'll breathe. Evil prophet. I was sacrificial jester in my royal and bread, my shack, cut lines, stop blues. Washboards, cracking me all of entities, running us. It was never fucking enough. Queer, ain't it? How the most tragic sunset I've seen. I'll fall in your portals of sadistic sense. Bricks and glass houses. Mimic, intoxicated phone boards that travel. How cute. Once again, fucking again. I swallowed death full of ice. Countless moments where I tasted the purest joy. Misery. Misery was my only mistress. Without you, I was truly alone. Shivering. Shivering in the cold. Rats and reptilian tongues truly never know boundaries. Slit the truth to which you to cry. Ambiguously adjacent to... What virtue I would never deny, but you, my cunt, you cunt, you can never grasp. Principles are packed. My demeanor overshadowed under dancing mystics. Oh, fuck. I gaze into my eyes. Melting manifestations of your misguided intent was my greatest catastrophe. An avant-garde orchestration of theatrical projective prisms of felonious regrets. There's the clarity. Having cushions removed, there's always pressure. However, I'm beginning to feel released. The Baccarat breeze.
Like a foreign language spoken, no understanding, no sense, a voice simply saying, he's dead, shot in the head. Screaming from an alien planet echoes in the atmosphere, excruciating sorrow, weeping from a place so far from nowhere. Then alone, in the quiet of my mind, the question, why, tortures. Repeated every second in time. Keening as a banshee, wild wailing begins in the soles of my feet. Burns a path of fire, ascending upward, cancerous, metastatic grief. Volcano percolates, spewing tears. I'm left bereft. I want to die. Broken, bleeding, gaping wound. Open the tomb and let me inside. Comfortless, casualty, torment, despair, misery, insanity. Please, death, be swift. Twisted thinking in search of relief. Such is the legacy. Suicide's gift. In peace.
Shut. I am you. The thought of you ambles on the edges of my flesh. You, your body, your exhales, your tone, you. My unbleached fingerprints wandering the curvatures of my undressed spine. My exhales, mine immortal thoughts, exposing roused nerves, blemishing every fibril of my essence. You make me whole. As a woman ardently involved with your moist desires parading on my silken lips, softly making my flesh capitulate to your chain murmurs of moans. You have captivated my vessel meekness and turn I into a submissive core. You, amore, hungrily trailed my gate voracity, imbibing the drink for the god, for your lips to feel, for your tongue to taste, for your soul to see what you can do to me, amore. I am yours, even the nakedness of my bone, though swayed with father, still it incessantly screams your fucking name. The thought of you punishing me with grace made my coos weep creamy slava. So caress me, stain my immaculate flesh until I bleed euphoria. Make me so. Dominate me, por favor. I desire only you.
Days of the flames. We have come to the grips. We have been face to face, fighting wars and ready to explore. See, we need more love and handle in the direction. We be like the people, that we be like the strong. Live long in this hard days, the days of the fire. The fire that's breathing, that's been burning, trying to cripple us and make sure that we have no rights. And see the days of the fire and the fire that tried to exceed. But we be strong to let anything that go against us be in fatigue. We are the hot like the fire, the burning, the searching. We are learning more in the time that we be like the love and success. We be so blessed. When it's time for the marching, when it's starving, when it's time for the teaching of who taught you, when the ballot or the bullet, you must be captivated in your own mind, be motivated in your own mind, be free in your own mind, be emancipated in your own mind. These days of the fire. And it has tried to take over our own village, but we will not be demolished, and this is the real. Wherever we have to come forward, face forward to, we work together, hold hands together, and we put out the fire, that no fire could burn us, nothing could harm us. We are unbreakable, and we cannot be burned down to the grips. Next.
There you are, right in the perfect place for me. You have interrupted this broadcast to bring me a special feature presentation. You got me captivated, captured in all of your organic essence, causing me to have tunnel vision, my eyes focused on you. You gave me permission with front row seat admission to witness this exhibition of rawness as your skin glistens. Within this fluorescent, luminous show you're giving, I'm your audience of one. Enticed by the reality that rivals and surpasses fantasy, satiating my appetite in the naked natural that's so attractive to me. You pull me in as you turn me on. This movie is restricted rated as I regain recollections of where I am in this time, which slips away in this one shining moment. I yearn to go eternal as you invite me on stage to share this performance with you. We connect with each other passionately in this matching of chemistries, blending in God's blessing. It's what it's meant to be. You stimulate my senses existentially with full intent to impact my circadian rhythms while we surrender to substantial submissions. I will not give the graphic information and details of what we do sexually. I'm practicing bedside manners and it's not their business. This is the disclaimer. Now back to what I was saying. You're amazing, and the spotlight is on you. Take it in peace.
Apologies. Not today.
see, I have to remind myself every single time that I wake up that I'm not going to lose. Not today. I wake, open my red, itchy, glued-together allergy eyes. To my surprise, I'm alive. I think, damn, not today. I'm wheezing, barely breathing, sniffing, but my nose isn't running. It's stuffy. I'm not clear, but fuzzy. I'm hurting scalp to foot soles. My heart hurts. I'm already tired and not out of bed yet. Here's the regret. See, you prayed last night to watch over you and to take care of you. And if you were to die, but I woke and I wanted to know why. I'm not always enjoying life the way it's meant to be. This here is a tragedy. Not today. I can't do this another day. See, my body is broken. My mind is blurry. I'm ready to leave here in a hurry. I'm so worn down by it all, always hurting. This is depressing, y'all. How do I pick myself up and go on? I'm baffled sometimes. I surprise myself. But I gotta say it again. Not today. Because I'm hurting to the point of lost consciousness. I breathe, even if it's a labored breath. I dust myself off. I push forward. I make my weary body move. See, I right the wrongs in my life. And I constantly pray. And then again, I find my groove. I'm not superhuman or a special kind. I love myself, the people who love me, even with my sketchy mind. I'm human. Sometimes I feel lost. God has me. Thankfully, he's still the boss. I've, on more than one day, felt like I could go on, not another second more. But I love my life, and I know that it's worth fighting for. So I can't say, not today. I got this, by the way. Thank you for indulging me. I'm Gina Storm. In peace.
Place. When the love like autumn leaves crunch and go, like a wind blown out of a breeze down a trail, I think love went this way. But love slipped me, treated me frigidly, and dip down a winding path, leaving me wandering on a track that has long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love that is cold still can live from the air breathed when it is shared in the shiver between two. Two bodies stiff like dry bricks rubbing, but chattering teeth knock, and lips spew steam like Campbell's soup stream. Having you here is good. Too diligently searching each other's person and absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more intense shivering, whittling out forms within the blankets, insulating, generating the jiggajolls until two souls start to glow like coals, in perfect efficiency intertwined and wove. Bodies once stiff, now shoulder roll like kittens nestling into optimal position. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal bray, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smolder like embers, ready to brave a night in December. Knees bent, backs to arch, all limbs pulled to a shared center. And this is how two stayed warm on a cold night in winter. Paul. All right, we're about to get all these microphones open for you. This was a hot, hot speed round, y'all. I don't know what y'all thought about it. This is a very hot speed round. Bella went nuts.
Everybody, you bananas. Bella
everybody.
Said, it's sensible, all right. I said, yes, dear. She did a striptease with a burlesque dance in the red light district in Amsterdam. I was like, you said sensible. That was sexy as hell. You don't get no life.
That was. All right. Feedback, and if anybody wants feedback, right now is the time. We still got 14 minutes of regulation.
I think all the poetry was very dope. I mean, just, you know, phenomenal poetry. And I love what you and Gina do as far as playing tracks. I think that's remarkable. You know, it adds flavor to your show, you know, to your show. You know, and everybody's just hitting. I mean, you know, much love to all the poets.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Bella, how you doing?
She sent me a text where she just said, hola, and oh, my God.
Okay.
So she might be quiet right now. She definitely, yeah, she's listening, and she made an impact. I told her that, you know, mics were melted.
Yeah, they were definitely melted. They was in traction, too. That was dope. Everybody did dope. Everything was good.
Bella is
a
gifted poet. She is amazing. She's someone to watch and listen to. She's got so much to say, and she's so gifted.
She is. All of us are gifted. I mean, for us to be doing what we're doing here, we're doing this out of a passion.
Mm-hmm.
So that passion came from out of a gift.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I think, you know, I poetry is always part of my life. It's a part of my life. You know, it's always, something that I love doing. People, and it's something when people recite their poetry, it's a difference from reading your poetry and reciting your poetry. So, reciting is when you put the life in it.
Right.
You know? So I salute to the poets, recite their poems, put life in it. You know, whether you freestyle or you read, I think it takes a lot for somebody to put their heart in the poem, heart and mind.
Amen. Hey, Soulja, I heard you say something, brother, before. But yeah, go ahead. Mic is yours.
We're talking to me, right?
Oh, yeah. My bad. That's Dexter, ain't it?
Yeah, go ahead, Dexter.
Yeah, of course.
Dexter.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Yeah, I had it mixed up and confused, man. Talking me, right?
You do know that I'm Didi. And every time he goes in the lab, he comes out with another masterpiece. So I'm Didi, and that's Dexter. Let's go.
Well, here's what my thoughts are for Bella.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Lord, I was like Austin Powers up here with the champagne. The thing was popping and everything was going over. That's all I can say on that. Everybody else, love the poetry. Love what you did. Didi, you already know I'm going to be in the lab. Don't mess with the beakers. You're going to have something. And just Jay.
Yes, sir.
Was the title of that A Cold Night in Winter?
Yeah, man.
You got something coming.
Oh, man.
I might be doing some bangles or something. I don't know. Might do something.
Whatever
you
it is, trust your judgment, first. Man. You got the ear.
Mm-hmm. C-34 is like the, I call him the Dr. Dre of poetry. And you know what they know? You know what my favorite type of poetry that C-34 does? when he is like relentless, when he does one of those relentless pieces, it feels like somebody got choked out. You know what I mean? Like he just, when he does a poem and it's so classical and he'll like, you know, and it just feel like somebody just met their graveyard.
I'm in a porn out of his 40, man.
His poem be so deadly. I mean, but it be so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He poured a out. He poured out a whole 40.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, man. Man, you so moving that, man. You had a shaft jacket on and a bouffant afro, a big bushy mustache. Afro.
Yeah.
You living the life of that one.
Look, I had my Nate Dogg on that day. I mean, that's what happened because it's like living the true story. Had the Nate Dogg Derby hat on and just saying, look, look at the corner store. You know what I'm looking for. Not your ass.
Yeah, I mean, yes, 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 yes. I'll tell you one. Yeah, I love when he's like, like CW34 is sick of somebody write a poem. It's like a movie. Like somebody's gonna get choked out.
I can mob around to that one right there, see though. I can definitely mob around to that one right there, bro. And just listen to it while I'm riding. The whole vibe
oh
was kicked
goodness.
Back and just leaning, man. Just kicked back hey. And leaning, bro. It was nice.
Yeah, but I appreciate
and
all the poets. Lady A, you did your thing. Appreciate
yeah.
you as well.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes. Yes, she did. Yes. Yes, she did. Yes. Lady A is very, it's a special poet. You know, she does wonderful things with her poetry. You know what I mean? Gina Storm. You're welcome. The freestyle queen. I never, you know, when I call Gina Storm the freestyle queen because she could take a poem and it's like she pours her whole soul in the poem in the free. Now it's freestyle
ooh,
that Gina's doing.
I hear pitching there. Woo.
And I listened to Gina for a long time. I've been supporting Gina for a long time, a long,
mm-hmm.
long time. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, she's cool. Gina is a cool individual. She's very cool. She's cool, calm, collected. She's I love her attitude and stuff like that. That's why I support her for so long, because of how she conducts herself. But, you know, I've been
right.
a fan of her poetry for a long time. I've been listening to her for a long time. She's been listening to me for a long time. You've been listening to me for a long time.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, you know. And,
it's so
and
nice
I listen
of us
to you
all
just,
to get
Jay.
Together.
Question.
This is
right,
the closing
right.
song, so we can wrap her up and shut her down.
Yeah,
I
we were also trying
callers.
To get a hold of some of those people that have not got a chance to spoke to quiet the callers. We know that we you know, like myself, we have some individuals in here that can go ahead and grab command of their mic. But if you are wanting to say something, but you didn't have an avenue to get in there, we're going to have a moment of silence. So you can slide in there if need be. All right, that window shut. Gina, my bad about that. You can go ahead and get us to the point. We're going to go ahead and play some tracks to round out the rest of the night. We'll bring some people in to go ahead and get some comments, but we won't be doing any more poetry, everybody.
Yeah. I love being a PJ with you. Home jockey is a necessity and not an option. We got disc jockeys. They've been playing musical tracks for decades. We all grew up listening to the radio. Spinning records, buying albums, 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs, and downloading MP3s. In the evolution of music, we need to evolve as poets. We appreciate you for trusting us with your work, which is your babies and your creations.
And it's our time to shine, so let's get it.
All right. Much love to the poets that came in. I'm about to go ahead and put y'all back on the West Name, and I hope y'all enjoy some of these tracks. But actually, y'all, go ahead and get into it.
Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore. Endlessly, endlessly, pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting, wanting. Dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air as it lights absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration, I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim.
Bridgemont Road, 64, 14th Bridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi's dance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry. Hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat. Place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet. So sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas. Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Satin Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter. Slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their color-formed seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile. Teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. in a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees, and we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sachet, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental cheat never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard live on the mic tracks by Boo, You Are My Mecca. Bridgemont Road by Small House of Poetry's own Love Fabby and Gwen C. Chili. If you'd like to be in the rotation and you want to hear yourself on the mic doing spoken word tracks played by us back to back with or without music, send an email to myself or my partner, Just Jay, and we'll make sure that you can play. We're here every other Saturday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central,
2 hours, depending on the blog about the blog talks lady temperament. But you can catch us at the Small House of Poetry tomorrow evening at 6 Central, 7 Eastern for the living room, where we do breakdowns of poetry and get to know the poets better. Next Sunday, we'll have the legendary Jamal St. John on the comfy couch in the living room. You can catch us every Monday morning at 8 Eastern, 7 Central for the AM Drive, WSHOP. We will be there, and we hope that you will too. Start off your week and your Monday morning with us. Thank you.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name or pull out a gun, that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you, and I feel alone. My body craves your touch, and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many. I mean, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So, more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light where everything is bright. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. We are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again, and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening.
Our love was once a wide open highway that was previously a wide and spacious road that was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that's being told. A thin line is cold that precipitates volatile venomous spits, and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick, and each step is a potential slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? And every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness? Extraness. It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters, with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive, but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there. Because I am underwater, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas, with my constant companion, despair. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, "Pay attention in class." But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Poem.
See, I am not competing with you. I have no desires whatsoever to win against you. Not because we are not in the same lane, but because we exist on the same plane with enough legroom for us all to crawl, walk, and run when it's our time. To be in competition with you would be to disrespect my own free will and let yours be the wills that drive my intentions. So, respectfully, I have no intentions of occupying the passenger seat of your dreams, but should you need a push, I'll gladly be a propeller. I am not competing with you. You are woman, I am woman, we walk the same earth, yet there's grace to your step, there's a swing to your hips that mine just don't do. They say I walk with a lick or bounce, kinda like the mandem with conviction. Sometimes they even ask me how I identify, so I tell them it is she who birthed me from her womb. He who raised me from him, the tangle with words I learned from them. A dragon spitting fire was groomed, genetically threaded to DNA sequence that dates back to the oldest civilization known to mankind, where women like you and I raised nations. So I have every intention of raising you, and if you so please, you too can raise me. Maybe together we can raise a nation of giants that trod gracefully. See, I am not competing with you. You are man, I am woman. There is no need to lie. A constellation from the same sky, I know with mutual respect we could both fly. And yes, I know sometimes you want to cry. In those times, I have every intention of encouraging the pouring supply of healing waters the cosmos gifted your eyes with. I'll call you king, you call me queen. I'll be the eyes behind your head that you weren't meant to open until now. You'll be the eyes I trust to see ahead because, you know, I'm legally blind. And this one, your 2020 vision arrived just in time for me to resign to my third eye. So following you, I don't mind. To mind would be to question my own judgment. The confidence in me knows I'm dope as fuck, which makes you dope as fuck. So we solid as a rock. You be the rock and I'll be the gentle ground it lays upon. So what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition, and not the fiction of set conditions by the opposition on their television. For this mission to reach fruition, one must transition, turn the ignition to premonition, and overstand position is the only ammunition against a system of prescriptions that lead to addictions, which create juxtapositions of fallacious ambitions that only create distractions for distraction from the inborn manual of true instructions, intuition. Not the standardized institutions they call education, founded on unethical omissions of the natural dispositions. So once again, what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition. Welcome to the co-edition.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for remaining with us. Everyone who's still listening, we appreciate you. It doesn't get better than this. So the three poems that we heard in the lineup were from yours truly, In a Storm, with the title Dear Love, Just Jay, A Partner in Rhyme and Crime, A Thin Line, and last but not least, Scenario, New Competition. If you'd like to hear yourself on the air, want to be in the rotation, need the PJs to spin your tracks, send them to us. We'll make sure you get in the rotation.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face. But I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us. As we save the morning sunrise. Until next time. I want to kiss you. Next time. I want to miss you. Until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you. Next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time. Next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you. Next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time. And give it all to me. Next time. Next time. Next time. Next time.
I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my missteps, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow will resist. I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just this is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Johnny.
All right, everybody out there, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of break. Gina, do you mind giving a wrap-up on those last two and then going to a station identifier?
Not a problem. I got to. So, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening enjoyment, you have heard two spoken word tracks played back-to-back here at the Just Jay and Gina Show on Epiphany. David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaporia, with Last Time, and Janice, essentially Janice, who's also part of the Small House of Poetry with Elephant in the Room. We are here because our show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Not only that, it's part of the Epiphany Universe of a Real Entertainment Network. Well, we're here every other Saturday night, and you can catch us at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, here, where we're going to be spinning the tracks that you know and love because you're the artist. We are PJs, not DJs. So we are home jockey. If you would like to hear yourself, your voice, your piece live on air here at Epiphany with us every other Saturday night, send your MP3 to myself or my partner, Just Jay.
That was perfect, Gina. We're trying to stall for a little bit of time. She's starting to show signs of being, type of word I'm looking for, cranky. You know what I'm talking about.
If we don't say it, she won't do it.
Right. I've been enjoying this lineup, Gina. I've been really enjoying this lineup. Yeah, poets really came through for us tonight. The lines were jammed. We still have quite a few people in here now, just sitting back and maxing out listening to the show. And once we get past this little difficulty right here, we'll start it right back up. We still have some more in the chamber. But we are going to get some more pieces from you guys out there, because without you guys, we're not doing anything. We hope this catches on like a movement and we start hearing about this popping up in other places. But we go ahead and take ownership of our own poetry and stop waiting on somebody to go ahead and recognize the great things that we're doing. We may not want that anyways. We may want to have the control of our own work. It's the Wild West right now. We can go ahead and call these shots because they don't know what to do with it, because they don't even know what they're looking at. Unfortunately, we're going to go ahead and tell them what it actually is. The poetry that we're doing now is probably not the poetry that they think it is. That's one thing that Jamal St. John had talked to us about. You know, when people talk to him, they still think it's four naps and roses are red and the rest of that type of stuff. Yeah, I've been hearing a variety of different pieces, and this is just in one genre, love and heartbreak. So. Yeah, we need to get the word out there. The best way to get the word out there is for stuff like this to catch on, become common. All right, Gina.
Yes, Jay.
Oh, she really grinded today, Gina. Let me just tell you that much right there before we go into Father. All right. Giving me the flux over here.
happens.
Enjoying the poetry, though.
Thank you.
She's very nice, and actually, she's been more accommodating than normal.
She really is. She normally would have cut us off 26 minutes ago.
Accommodating longer than usual.
And you know what? I think she still got a little bit of fight in her. She better let us go ahead and do what we got to do.
All right, now.
Mm-hmm. She must have heard me talking. She might hit it. Slow the progress. Oh, by the way, next Sunday, come check us out at the Small House of Poetry. We're going to have Jamal St. John over there. Dude is really down to earth, the mega beast of a poet. His very first poem, the very first poem he ever did in front of people, he was doing poetry all around the house. And his mother said, somebody going to have to get out here and make sure that you go ahead and hear this stuff. But she knew her son, and she knew her son was shy. So she went ahead and threw him in a car, drove him down to the New Eureka. He spit in a slam, his very first time spitting in front of people outside of his mother. He spit in a slam, and he won at 19 years old. This is the type of talent that this dude has.
He was blindfolded. That means he got kidnapped.
Allegedly. You know, one of those statute of limitations coming back on you. All right, Gina, we better go ahead and get into this. Hey, we appreciate y'all for hanging in there with us. We're on the move again.
So what's so special about a leap opposed to a jump? See, a jump, to me, usually begins and ends in the same place. A jump is up and down, leaving you exactly where you stand. But to take a leap is to go beyond. Not just above, but ahead, to reach, to step out on a ledge, the boundaries and limits of your own comfort zone. To leap is to transcend the place you stand. So, take a leap with me for a moment. See, I believe love is that which decorates the soul with flowers of compassion, an affection that extends beyond infatuation, dreams, or imagination, a conundrum of emotions with purpose and passion. Love is an action, an idea, seldom seen, rarely felt, but often spoken. Is vision vast with insights of life like a glimpse into wisdom, sacred and precious, fragile as a whisper, bold, strong, but tender. Love is an anchor. It keeps us grounded. A lighthouse warm and bright enough to guide us. It is that thing that keeps us submerged and surrounded in seas of poetic sentiments, like a peek at heaven's evidence with the deep reverence of romantic elements and epic elegance. Love is delicate and still. It actually manages to infiltrate, pierce, and penetrate hearts in the righteous conquest to not just conquer, but quench the thirst of life's long-lasting yearn, urge, and dying request. So no, it isn't fearless, but courageous. Cautious, yet careless, reckless, contagious, intelligent, and senseless. Love is timeless. It is unpredictable, vulnerable, but capable of being unbreakable, so much so that it exists in the hearts of those who does dare demand a defined dance at chance and leap, only to fall, knowing you'll fall, willingly fall, risking it all to once again find ourselves. We fall in synchronized vibrations of two individuals, you and I, he and she. We fall to create a world of our own. We fall, realizing that redefining life is as refreshing as drops of rain accompanied by dew on rose petals, the colors of heaven's hues. we fall. To listen to the voice of love, the voice of truth. To hear it speak the universal language that is ancient as waters held in reservoirs of hope, longing to fall from eyes like tears of joy that gently jolts the soul with sentimental melodies and memories of what is naturally meant to be, love. Significantly incredible, sensationally pure and beautiful. So when you do hear its voice echo the halls of your temple like songs of romantic antidotes, consider it a blessing. When you do find and see yourself as its reflection, remember, there must be a reason. When you do finally feel its familiar embracing essence, as comfortably enticing as it is to stand in awe basking in its presence, the key is to look deep within, not only reach, but fall. Fall in love. Grab hold and never let go. But in order for that to happen, you've got to be willing to leap.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Agape, a poem. Permissible love comes without permission, an invasion of sunlight in darkened spaces, an antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The slush of Chicano's icy melting into my cozy rush with soggy legs and two hydrants that rub like geisha's gush. I'm a child again, filling the facades like cascading moons, filling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. Wow. Facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Setting up ginning and juicing as we start the pan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks, redentured expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by a sweet ass. To his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. More, 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 more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with you met and hess up when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dream. Awaken my skin with memories of imagination. Just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets. We are indwelling in agape. Yeah, yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper. June, June, June. We are flaming in cool. We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are
Ladies and gentlemen, just heard from Gwen C. That was "I Fight." I salute that. Before that, it was "Agape Love" from Love Fabi, Small House of Poetry Zone. And before she was Lakota 84 by the brother that we know and love and frequency, Small House of Poetry representing. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
We shared a thought, a moment in time, an idea without even a spoken word. You and I locked eyes like stars, our worlds were aligned. As you blocked out the sun in the presence of your ecliptic beauty, all else crumbled and faded in the shadows of your smile. Like dusts in the winds of my past, the world ceased to exist. Came my shining sun, and I, the moon you rested your head upon. We navigated galaxies, joyfully journeying space and time, freely floating as synchronized energy. Spending eons, blissfully stargazing the endless possibilities of our future memories. Blinded by the radiant shines from love we projected, we frolicked in the sea of life on the companionship we built with smiles and frowns crafted to stand the test of our short-lived eternity of time. Time that would eventually pass us by like strangers. Together, birthed, and melted away in an instant blink of an eye. A wish surrendered and dismissed like the flash of a shooting star. No hellos, no goodbyes, no memories to rewind. Only a thought, an idea, a moment in time. Time of unknown possibilities. Two random grains of microscopic dust particles bumped into each other as eyes connected, only to drift apart with the wind as life went by.
Good morning. It's another brand new day with you on my mind. I'm remembering our days in the sun when all that mattered in the world was you, me, at how it felt when your skin fused itself to mine. Those times when we could never get enough of each other, and taking chances on trying anything wasn't even a thought, 'cause we just had this need to touch, taste, smell, indulge in each other. When the idea of saying no to anything you wanted from me was foreign, 'cause you were my sun, moon, and stars. And to deny you was denying my very soul. We were insatiably designed, completely fulfilled, yet constantly yearning for more. I was the nucleus to your every cell, and kinetic energy fueled us. Remember that morning? You know, after that night when we fell asleep on the sand, we woke up to the sounds of waves gently licking the shore. They beckoned us. So, in the sun glow of a pink horizon, you began to kiss me. Deep, passionate tongue lashings that rekindled the fires from the night before. I just remember feeling the heat of your mouth as you traversed my body, down my neck, across my collarbone, down my cleavage to my belly, nibbling my fupa just before you dived in to your favorite breakfast. Kissing her as gently as the prince who awakened Sleeping Beauty. I remember probing fingers and sucking sounds as the ocean waters rushed over my feet, and feeling my tide rise to meet it. I gushed onto your face from how delicious you felt. You latched onto me as if I were giving your soul sustenance. And maybe I was, 'cause you left not long after that. So all I have now are memories, 'cause you've gone into the ether. I always knew one so beautiful couldn't exist in this world for long. Now you're my angel, guarding my heart. And I know that with every pink horizon, you're there on the other side, till the day when time joins us again. But until then, remember, to the end of my days, I will always, always love you. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
this is what I've given in return for your manipulative bullshitness. Money. Wasted time on you. My body. My energy. Attention. Service without asking for your requital. While you stayed at home, drunk on St. Ives and Old English 800, 40 ounces a day and in dough, made you 175 pounds, 40 more than when I met you in that club where you shined amongst those in the strobe light crowd. You tried to make me a father figure to your badass untrained children. You calling party lines, running the bills, and letting my stuff get sold by your crackhead family while I was working the shift, trying to hook you up. Finding out you've been screwing a man behind my back after I attended my grandfather's funeral down south. You made me so mad I went and screwed my soon-to-be ex out of revenge and retaliation. That relationship didn't last long. So how after 12 months you claim you're pregnant with my baby? You think I'm boo-boo the fool? You think I'm insane, girl? One more to say I am not the father. You go running off the stage and fall on the floor on the couch. You better recognize that's not my style. Thank you for the strategic place lollipop that caused me to become greedy and hypnotized, drinking nectar that tasted like cherries, and nourished from your juice, causing plenty of spontaneous combustion. But the rest of you had me hanging from your noose. And as beautiful as you were, you poisoned me. I left you in my past. So why you refuse to see I'm over you? I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I don't hate you because you're still beautiful. I just refuse to let you make me lose my cool. 'Cause years later, I don't have to step in your boo-boo. Honey, you lost me. And you are the fool. I'm pouring out a 40 in memoriam of a shorty. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Just Jay and Gina Show, we thank you all for tuning in, listening, sending in your tracks, and just getting down with us this Saturday night and enjoying the flow. You heard from, in this segment, Frequency from Small Mountain Poetry with Lakota 85, Lisa Lips with Pink Horizons, Epiphany Zone. And the final track of the evening was done by C34 Music, a.k.a. Clarence Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. my big brother Dexter. Love you, Didi. And that track is titled Pouring Out of 40, y'all. We have had an amazing ride. Glad that you could be on board with us. Appreciate everyone who listened and participated. Just stay final words.
No. No, not at all. It's been good riding out with you tonight, Gina.
We rocked out with our cock out. I mean, okay, so we rocked out. You rocked out with your cock out, and I rocked out with my socks off. Yeah.
Baby, baby.
That's what we did. So we appreciate y'all. Love you. One love on Mike. See you in 2 weeks.